Simon Shin Yud Sifra. Kol Dava Shalsa Vatalkala also Litan Tasker Kli Kadesh Yipa Litoichoi. There's a rule called Bitul Kli Mechonim, which means that you are not to put a Kli on Shabbos, a position that looks like going to fall into it. You're limiting the use of the kli by the fact that you're having muktzah fall into it. Avul muta likfay sar of kli, or vajli yigavu. You're allowed to cover it with a kli. You're not limiting the upper kli. You can take the kli off whenever you want. But the kli should not touch it in the fashion that it will move the muktzah. So here, that says it shouldn't touch it. It's talking about something that's like an egg that if it touches it can move. If it won't move by touching, that's alright. Siv zayin. Mita sheyesh lemoy is a bed that one put money on top of it. Or if you lay in a leva, how you lay in a shmoshes? Or it's not there now, but it's there the entire bin of shmoshes. But talking about a case where you intentionally put it to be there on Shabbos. Because otherwise it was forgotten there. We learned before you can just shake it off. But it was intentionally put there and it was there for bin of shmoshes. Also, tazala, you cannot move the bed even after the money somehow came off of it. The migas gasoil bin of shmoshes, gasoil kula yoga. This is one of the basic rules of muktzah, that something was muktzah on the onset of Shabbos and bein hashmoshes remains muktzah entire Shabbos. Ramos says a few self groups of self that it's fully muktzah, because since the muktzah you put on top of it was totally muktzah, it can't move under any circumstances, like the money over here, so too the kli itself cannot be moved. It's considered subordinate to the muktzah that was on top of it. Continues the mechada. Any kli which uses for heter, like a plate or a tray, but you put muktzah on top of it, then it becomes muktzah. The only reason why it's muktzah is because on the onset of Shabbos, it was being used as support for muktzah, and therefore became subordinate to the muktzah. But if you just designated, I want this to be a kli to be used only for money, that designation doesn't make it into something which is muktzah. It just makes it into most, maybe a kli shel ma'aser yisrael, but it won't be for a muktzah. Therefore, anything that did not have bein hashmoshes, even though it's designated to have muktzah on it, is not muktzah. Says the Rambam, v'yesh oisim b'yichin l'kach v'niach v'hem, al pi she'sil kan goy joy. There are those that are more machmeh, and they say, no, the fact that you designated it to be something that will be used to hold muktzah, and you already used it before Shabbos for that purpose, even though on the onset of Shabbos there was no muktzah, it becomes like a kli shel chisaron kis. It's not made to move this thing around because you have no use for it other than the muktzah, you know, the isser type of uses which you can't do on Shabbos. If you did not use it before Shabbos, you just designated it, it's not enough because designation does not change the status of an item until you actually use it. So anyway, this is a more stringent opinion. Therefore, l'chein also the tafel kli shel moyis, tafel v'shoyitim moyitim v'yoyim. If you have a wallet, even if you take the money out of the wallet before Shabbos, it's still muktzah because it's designated to be a place you put your money. Elin kein also be ma'aser shepotchel ma'aser v'silka sayichud. Unless you made some act to change it, like you ripped open the bottom, and then you change the status back to be something else. But as long as you designated to be a wallet and use it as a wallet before Shabbos, it becomes totally muktzah. The chen noigim that the Ramo says that the minig is to be machmer. Now, something changed here. We're expecting them to say that since it was designated to be used for muktzah, which is totally muktzah, so this is totally muktzah. Now we're saying that tzokuva mekayim is muktzah, which basically means we're giving a din of a klishim lachta lisa. But that's the case, not such a big chiddush, because the meta was primarily set aside and used for holy muktzah. Ma'isa, the Mishnah Berurah, says that achareinim are tomeya. And this, because the whole idea over here is that we said, like we explained before, that this is a kli, muktzah lisom kis. What's going on over here? That suddenly we're saying that it's only a kli shel ma'aser lisa, that's mutter to move if you need its place or you need to use the item itself for some other use. So he says, the Eli Rabbi says that even though you have a wallet which is designated to put money into it, but if you're not makbe to put other things into it that are not muktzah, then it does not have that status. Because in order for something muktzah, it has to be something you're very makbe on specific uses. But here, if you have some extra candies or pictures of the family, whatever else you put inside of it, then it's not totally muktzah. The person has a pocket in his garments, So also, if you took off the muksa from the pocket before Shabbos, so the pocket and the beggar are not muksa, even though the pocket was primarily used to put muksa in it, but since the mice are the main body of the beggar, is something you wear on your body as a garment, if we don't treat the garment as muksa. If you forgot the money on the beggar, then you can be metal to the entire beggar. And we don't say the beggar becomes a boss because it's not on the eager beggar. You shouldn't wear it on Shabbos. You're concerned you're going to walk out something which is a problem of carrying, not a problem of mukzah. Now the truth is, there's a difference what type of pocket is there. If the pocket like a shirt pocket, that part of the pocket is the shirt itself. If you put mukzah intentionally in the pocket to stay there on Shabbos, the whole beggar is mukzah. But if it's like a pants pocket, which is not the body of the pants, it's just something connected to the pants, then even if you intentionally put it there to be there for the entire Shabbos, the pocket is mukzah, the garment is not mukzah. And therefore we can't put your hand in the pocket, because then it's already moving around the mukzah. But if you just leave it alone and walk around with it, it's all right. The chatchila Mishnah brings also, if you can shake it out, you should shake it out. But here the Mishnah says that which you have to shake it out is only if you forgot it on the shirt pocket. But if you forgot it in the pants pocket, you don't even have to shake it out. And then he says that there are people that machmir even in the pants pocket. The shirt pocket, the chatchila, you should shake out if it's possible. The pants pocket, it's a chumra to shake it out.